One of the most poignant and moving psukim in all of Chumash, if one is ever allowed to say such a thing, I believe is a pasuk that can be found at the very end of this week's parsha, Parshas Vayelech. As we know, Sefer Dvarim has a lot of the final days of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, where he's giving instruction to the Jewish people. And one of the last moments of Moshe Rabbeinu's life is when he speaks to the Jewish people as a whole, and he informs them that Jewish history and Jewish destiny will not be so easy. It will be extremely complicated, and there will be, at times, very difficult circumstances that we will have to live through. And yet, through all that, the Torah tells us in this week's parsha the following, V'haya, and it will be, says Moshe Rabbeinu b'nevuah, Ki simtze'ena oso ra'os rabos v'tzaros. When you see that the terrible conditions of the Jewish people and of Jewish history and Jewish destiny are just continuing to become worse and worse, V'ansa hashira hazos, the answer to all of that, and what will be communicated to you at that time, will be Hashira Hazos, which the Rishonim explain means the entirety of Torah and Mitzvos. Lefanav le'ed, that will serve to you as a reminder, that will serve to you as a witness. Ki lo sishachach mipi zaro, because this Torah, this Mitzvos, this religion that we follow will never be forgotten. It will never become repressed. It will never become a part of our history. It will always be something that will be ever-present in the history of the Jewish people. And in my opinion, this is really one of the most important psukim of all of Chumash, because Moshe Rabbeinu here communicates with us the promise that God gave the Jewish people, ki lo sishachach mipi zaru. It doesn't make a difference what happens, it doesn't make a difference what we go through as a people. The Torah HaKadosha will always be alive, it will always be considered operational, it will always be considered relevant, and it will always be strong. This is the promise that was given to David HaMelech as well. We say by the brachas on the Haftarah on Shabbos, Ki v'shem kad shecha nishbatalo, you promised David HaMelech with your holy name, shelo yichbe neiro le'olam va'ed, that his candle, that the Torah that he represented, will never be extinguished, will never go out, and it will always be something that will be the guide for the Jewish people. I always think it is worth taking just a few minutes when we get to this parsha, just to think about, just to consider all of the years, all of the millennia of our Jewish history, and to consider how remarkable it is that this promise has been kept. Ki lo sishachach mipizaru. So think about the following. We have seen throughout so many generations that the authenticity and that the eternal nature of the Torah has been challenged, has been vindicated, has been questioned, has been contested. In so many generations it's been compromised, and yet we find that through all of that, lo sishachach mipizaro has been the promise that has stood. It is eternal. It is permanent. It is constant. It is immortal. It has never faded. And it is something that continues to guide us to this very day. You look through already in the times of the Nevi'im. So in the generation of the Nevi'im, you go all the way back in history. We think that life was so wonderful, but if you learn through Navi, life was not so simple in the times of the Nevi'im. And we don't mean from external threats. Internally, there were major problems in the Jewish people. And the Nevi'im tell us in Sefer Shoftim how most of the Jewish people was serving Avodah Zarah. And this was going on for many, many generations, hundreds of years this was happening, that this was a phenomenon that the Jewish people were falling prey to Avodah Zarah. It went through all the Tkufas Malchei Yisrael, when you had the Jewish kings. This is what was happening. This is what the generation was up to. This is what was going on. And this lingered on until the end of the Tkufa, the Bayis Rishon, until the end of the first Beis HaMikdash. Hundreds of years this was going on, that the Jewish people fell prey to Avodah Zarah. And we are told throughout the Psukim there that this phenomenon of Avodah Zarah destroyed, it ravaged the Jewish people, it consumed the Jewish people. It got to a point where in the days of Gidon, now Gidon, as we know, was the general of the army, he was right after the times of Devorah HaNeviah. In the times of Gidon, he was the one who fought against Midian and Ammon and Amalek, and we're told that Gidon himself was a complete Am Haaretz, he was completely uneducated, he knew nothing about Torah and Mitzvahs, and yet Gidon, and we're told, when he wants to go out to Melchama, when he wants to go out to battle, so he gathers together 32,000 soldiers. He wants to have an army to be able to be victorious against Amalek, against Midian. And yet the Psukim tell us that of the 32,000 soldiers that he galvanizes to go out to war, we are told that only 300 of them had not yet served Avodah Zarah in their lives. Only 300 out of 32,000 were able to say about themselves that they had not served Avodah Zarah. That's what was happening in the days of Gidon. That's what was going on in the days of the Nevi'im. And a little bit later in history, the Navi tells us once again in Sefer Melachim, Eliyahu HaNavi also wants to galvanize a group of people. And God tells him, V'hesh'arti b'Yisrael, I want to destroy the Jewish people, but I can tell you, God says, that there is left over a remnant of the Jewish people. Shivas alafim. How many is that? 7,000 people. Kal habrikayim asher lo karu labal. Only 7,000 people is the number of Jews that have not yet fallen and bowed down to the Baal, to the Avodah Zarah. V'chol haper asher lo nashak lo. All the Jews in the world, all the Jews that we're dealing with, only 7,000 of them, says the Navi in Sefer Malachim, is the number that have not fallen to Avodah Zarah. A little bit later on in history, we have Melech Achaz, who was one of the Jewish kings. He was the Melech Yehuda. And he too tries to challenge the authenticity of Torah. He tries to challenge the religion as we know it. Achaz, as we know, the Torah tells us, the Talmud Yerushalmi expands upon this this story and tells us, Vayizgor es beis Hashem. The Pasuk tells us in Sefer Yeshaya that Vayizgor es beis Hashem, the Melech Achaz, closes down the schools. He closes down all educational centers. Vayaslom es beichos b'chol pina b'Yerushalayim. He shuts down the Beis Hamikdash, he shuts down all educational centers, and he makes mizbechos all over the country in order that people should serve in other places outside of the Beis Hamikdash and the Beis HaMedrash itself. Why? So the Talmud Yerushalmi tells us because his thought process was, Im ein tiyashim, ein son. Im ein son, ein roet. If we don't have any small sheep, then there's not going to be any bigger sheep. If there's not any bigger sheep, then we're going to have no flock. If there is no flock, then ein roet. Then there's nobody to look after the flock. If there's no one to look after the flock, ein olam. And therefore he said, this is a great idea. If I shut down the educational system from the young children, in a certain number of years, it will be that there will be no one. Ein roa, there will be no one to lead the flock. There will be no flock, and there will be no world. And that was the idea that Achaz has. And he says, Amad v'na'a bat k'nisiyos bat medrashos. He goes around, and he starts locking up. He starts closing down, one after the other, all of the educational centers, all of the shuls, all of the schools. And this is what was going on. Then we get into the Churban Bayis Rishon. Once again, life for the Jewish people is very difficult. They go out into exile. We come into the time of the Bayis Sheni. So now you'll say it was a glorious time for the Jewish people at that time. After all, we have a Bayis Sheni, and the Pasuk says, Godol Yiyah Kavod HaBayis HaZeh HaAchra Min HaRishon. This Beis HaMikdash was greater than the one before it. And yet, it was not such a glorious time. Why? Because the Gemara tells us we had at that period in history challenges once again from without and from within. We had at that time Yavan, the culture of Yavan, the Greek culture was trying to infiltrate into the Jewish people and destroy everything as we knew it. We had the Romans who were coming in and also making takanas, making decrees against Bris Milah, against Rosh Chodesh, against Shabbos, and against all the things that were so precious to us. At the same time as all that was going on, what was happening within the community of the Jewish people? We had the Kusim, we had the Baisusim, we had the Tzedukim, we had so many who were challenging the authenticity of Torah, and they were quite influential. They were a powerful group of people. As we know, the Mishnayos and Gemara tell us that the Tzedukim were successful in getting themselves positions in the local government. They were part of the plan to help destroy the Talmidei Chachamim of the Jewish generation of that time. As we know, Yanai HaMelech, who lived then, took all the Talmidei Chachamim and murdered them. There was only one who was left, Shimon ben Shetach, but outside of him, everything was gone. And with all of that, God's promise still remained. And that is the promise of our parsha. Lo sishachach mipizaro. The Torah will never be forgotten. The Torah will never become obsolete with all of these challenges. In the end of the time of the Bayis Sheni, as we know, Yeshu HaNotzri comes up onto the scene. We have the beginning movements of Christianity, and that was also a tremendous challenge. And with all of that, with Christianity on the rise, that really stemmed from a Jewish place, with the Tzedukim, the Baisusim, with the Yavanim, with the Romans, with everything that was happening, what was happening at the time in the religious community? All the Mishnayos were being edited, all the Toseftas were being written, all of the Zohar HaKadosh was written at that time in history, and all the Tosefta and Midrashim, there was so much going on. This is the Torah that we learn today, and this is the Torah that will be studied forever. Hilosi shachach mipizaru. It's an amazing promise that we have in this week's Parsha, and it has proven to be true. But it didn't stop there. After we had that period in the Bayis Sheni, obviously, as we know, things fell apart. They suffered a Churban Beis HaMikdash. That was obviously an astounding period in history. It was an unbelievable period in history. Very shocking, very challenging to lose the Beis HaMikdash. And the Jewish people are now scattered all around the world. They are diffused to all different communities, different places in the world. And then we come to the Tkufas HaRishonim. We come to the times of the Rishonim. And as we know, we had the Crusaders were coming through all those communities at that time. And then we had the Spanish Inquisition. And then the Rishonim are living through the times when they destroy the communities of Worms, of Vermaisa. the Gzeiros Tachvatat, and we have so much that's going on in the Jewish community, and throughout all that, the Rishonim are writing, and Rashi is writing his commentary on Chumash, and Rashi is writing his commentary on all of the Gemara, and we have the Balei Atosis are communicating with one another, and all of the works of the Rishonim, the Rashba, and the Ritva, and the Abarbanel on Chumash, and everything that we have today was written throughout all of those very difficult and dark periods in history. It is said that Rav Chaim Volozhiner, at some point, one day he was in the yeshiva's Valazhin, and Rav Chaim Volozhiner began to cry. And he couldn't stop crying in the middle of davening. And all of his students were gathered around, and they were wondering what exactly just took place. Why is Rav Chaim Volozhiner so upset? And finally, the Nachalas David walks into the office of Rav Chaim Volozhiner after davening, and he asks him, what was going on during davening? Why were you so upset? Why were you so emotional? And he says, I'll tell you what happened. He writes, and this is quoted in the Sefer Avi HaYeshivos, a biography about him, where they write, he says, Yom Yavo, this was in the 1800s, that Reb Chaim Volozhiner had in some way a prophecy. He says, the day will come, V'zazua yifkod esh ishios Yehudis Europa. There will come a time when European Jewry will be flipped on its head, and we will not know what to do with ourselves. Kol ha-mostos ha-toro yechru v'v'yakru. All of the Jewish institutions will be completely obliterated and destroyed. Ach lo ha-toro tiyaker chalila. I can promise you, he says, although that I see in a prophecy is going to happen, lo ha-Torah tiyaker, the Torah itself will never be lost, because that's the promise of our parsha. Ki lo si shachach mi pizaro, there will never come a time when the Torah will become obsolete from Jewish history. Reb Chaim Ozer, who was the great gadol before World War II, said to some of his students, that the greatest gift that God gave this generation that's about to suffer through the horrors of the Holocaust, and he saw it beginning to come, Reb Chaim Ozer said the greatest gift that God gave us at that time was that he sent the Chazon Ish to Eretz Yisrael before the Holocaust took place. Because God made sure that his promise was going to come through. Ki lo si shachach mi pizaro. And by sending the Chazon Ish to Eretz Yisrael, he made sure that there was going to be a future that was going to build itself in Eretz Yisrael after the war took place, and that it would never become an obsolete part of our history. Reb Avadi Yosef writes in his tshuva, such a beautiful tshuva that he has about whether or not a person should recite Halal on Yom HaTzmaut. So he goes through the merits, the demerits, all the different sides of the issue, and finally he writes a paragraph that to me is so inspiring, and so often it doesn't get enough attention. Rabbi Avadi Yosef writes, whether or not you believe it's the right thing to do, the wrong thing to do, with a bracha, without a bracha, writes Rabbi Avadi Yosef, you cannot deny the reality. And what is that reality? He says, Yeshnam Oros Gedolim. He says, we have such great lights, She'ein Lanu Lehis'alem Mihem, that we cannot ignore, that we cannot overlook. Ki Medinas Yisrael Kayom, writes Rabbi Avadi Yosef in his tshuva, because if we look at our Medinas Yisrael today, he merkas haTorah ba'olam kulo. For everything else that Eretz Yisrael is worth, and the fact that it saved so many Jews after the Holocaust, and everything that it's been, the pride of the Jewish people. But writes Rabbi Avadi Yosef, how can you ignore the reality that he merkas haTorah ba'olam kulo? It is the citadel of Torah like we've never had before. And he writes, V'rivavos bachurei chemed mituvei b'neinu ha'yikarim. We have thousands of students from the most unusual places, coming from all kinds of families, Sephardim and Ashkenazim, who may not have been connected, but yet now they are connected to Torah. And he says, how can we ignore that reality? How can we not be mishabeach the Ribono Shel Olam for coming through on his promise that we read in our parasha, Ki lo si shachach mi pizaro? After everything we have suffered, after the Holocaust that our generation has lived through, don't we see the incredible promise? Don't we see the unbelievable gift that the Ribono Shel Olam has left over? And that is, with all that we've been through, with all that we've seen, with all the horrors, the Ribono Shel Olam's promise still stands, and that is, Ki lo si shachach mi pizaro. So when the Stipler writes much about this issue as well, the Stipler ends off and he says, yes, it is true that along the way we have been devastated, and we have lost thousands of wonderful people, and many have assimilated, and many have been killed, and many have fallen prey to all of the various challenges that the Jewish people have been through throughout the many generations. However, he says, Aval haktorah kdosha kayemes umiskayemes birevavos alfa Yisrael. The Torah is alive and more operational than ever before. And we've never seen such a growth, such an outburst in Liman HaTorah in the world, and the strength that the Jewish people have as a result of their studying of Torah. And he writes that, the Stipler writes a comment that is a little bit interesting, and there he says, when the Torah makes this promise, Ki lo si shachach mi pizaro, that does not mean that it will never be forgotten from any individual Jew. It means in a global sense, it means in a universal sense, that the Torah will never be forgotten from the Jewish people as a whole. However, he writes, Ein ze havtacha klalis, this is not a global promise, Shelo tishakach haTorah miklal Yisrael, avokol yachid einenu muftach al atzmo. He says each individual person is not guaranteed. Each individual person is not assured. It is our responsibility, writes the Stipler, although God gives us the promise in this week's parsha, it is our responsibility as individuals to make sure that we are going to be a part of that promise. Yes, there will always be Torah that's relevant. There will always be Torah that will be studied by the global Jewish community. But are you going to be the one that's going to be the keeper of that promise? Are you going to be the one that God is going to give that gift to? That, writes the Stipler, is something that a person needs to ensure on their own. And that is not a given. That is something we all need to pay attention to. Although the Parsha promises us this promise, and although God will never renege on His promise, Lo si shachach mi pizaro, it is something that every individual person needs to pay attention to on their own. So we'll close with this. I once asked Rav Asher Weiss, I don't understand. How is a person supposed to ensure that that will happen? I want the promise to be a part of my family. I want the promise to be a part of future generations that will come from me. How do I ensure that that will happen if here the Stipler is telling us that this promise was never meant to be an individual promise, it was just meant to be a global and communal promise to the Jewish people as a whole? And he answered the following. If you look carefully back at the words of the Torah in our Parsha, when the promise is given, what does the Torah say? The Torah says, Va'ansa bi hashira hazos. And Rav Asher Weiss suggested that if a person lives through life with that attitude, with that approach, that the Torah is shiras chayenu, that the Torah is misos libeinu, that the Torah is the most joyous and the most excitable part of our lives, that is when the promise is going to last. That is when the Torah ensures you, kilosi shachach mi pizaro. When you're living through all of life with that kind of perspective, with that kind of attitude, and you're always approaching all aspects of religion with that kind of attitude and that kind of ideal, that is when the Torah HaKadosha comes and promises you, Va'ansa bi hashira hazos liyed. When will the Torah be there and when will the Torah stand for you? Lo si shachach mi pizaro. Only when it is Va'ansa bi hashira hazos. Only when a person lives life, always living with that kind of ideal, always living with that kind of feeling, and giving it over to our children and showing them how excited we are about the religion that we practice and about the mitzvahs that we have the opportunity to perform. And as we come to the Yamim HaNaram and we have the opportunity at this time of year to connect so much with God, and to do so much in Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot, it's a busy time of year. It's a question, what kind of attitude will we give over to our children? Will our children understand and will they see that we are excited about the mitzvahs that we have the opportunity to perform? Or will they see us perhaps being something perhaps less than excited? Perhaps the Torah to us is not a shira. And then if that is the case, perhaps the promise of Lo si shachach mi pizaro is not applicable to any individual person. It's a very poignant statement that the Torah makes in this week's Parsha. It is a promise that we see has been fulfilled, but it's a promise that is our responsibility, each and every individual has, to make sure that that promise is going to be a part of your history, of your legacy, and of your future descendants that will come in future generations.